This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A delegation of mayors came to Washington this week, lobbying for a slice of the economic stimulus package. As we heard earlier, the plan is still being debated in the Senate, though a vote could come today. The mayors are hoping to get federal dollars directed to local programs in their cities, which are hurting. Antonio Villaraigosa of Los Angeles was one of the mayors who made the trip. He's back in his home city, where we called him and asked how the recession was affecting Los Angeles.
Well, last week, President Obama said the worst-case scenario would be a double-digit unemployment rate. Well, we're there here in Los Angeles. The unemployment rate is over 10%. Last year, the foreclosure rate was four times higher than the year before. People are hurting right now, and that's why we were in Washington, D.C., to tell politicians, you know, we can't afford to dilly-dally with this and bicker.
The Republicans have criticized the stimulus package as not necessarily jump-starting the economy, but give us some examples of projects that you're hoping to get funding for that would, in fact, lead pretty directly to jobs.
We have a solar initiative here in Los Angeles that over a 11-year period, beginning right away, will produce about 1,200 megawatts of solar power, the most ambitious solar initiative in the United States of America. We have a clean air action plan at the port, the largest port in the United States. That clean air action plan has as a component a effort to retrofit 16,000 dirty diesel trucks to clean fuel vehicles. We just passed Measure R in Los Angeles, a half-cent sales tax that will invest $40 billion in public transportation, highway repair. These are the kinds of initiatives that we can get off the ground right away with a federal partnership.
Yeah, as you've just suggested, people in Los Angeles County voted to tax themselves. So are you, in a sense, just asking the government to match what the people in that region are willing to do themselves?
That's right. Los Angeles has not gone to Washington, D.C. with its hand out. We've gone with our arm out to extend a partnership with the federal government to get people back to work. The other thing we're saying is invest directly in cities and municipalities. When you think about it, some 84% of the population lives in metropolitan areas. So when you give money directly to the states, take off the top, and then give back to the cities, you're not getting the best bang for the buck, and you're not moving these projects as quickly as possible.
Traditionally, federal money has flowed through the state. The state of California is in dire straits right now. Why push for money to go directly to your city, Los Angeles, when it will come through the states to you?
Because when it goes that way, you never get your fair share. That's why. We're 26% of the population in California. We oftentimes get 12% of the money, sometimes 16, 18, but that's after a fight. Now, I'm not saying that money shouldn't go to the states, but not as much money is going under this plan.
Antonio Villaraigosa is the mayor of Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.